You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre, and I am your host, Peter Tarenti. Today I'm joined by Alex and Will.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, I'm Will.
Today I'm going to be playing songs from artists such as Death Cab for Cutie, Lewis the Child, Tokyo Police Club, and more. Here's the first song, Favorite Food by the Tokyo Police Club. All right, that was the song.
I
found it over break, and I've been listening to their Tokyo Police Club's old album, Champ. It's not really old, but it's not recent. What do you think of the song, Will?
Well, I've got two things to say. First off, I want to know what his favorite food is, because, you know, me, I like all kinds of food. I can't pick just one, so it's interesting to me that he has a favorite food. Secondly, Tokyo Police Club, that's an interesting name, like... Is it a club for policemen from Tokyo, or what, man? I don't know. Who knows?
Kind of confused me too.
Yeah,
we're not even from Tokyo.
Alex, do you
have anything to say? I just find it. There's so many bands that use like Tokyo or Japan in their.
Well, Tokyo name. Hotel.
Yeah.
But they spell it. They don't spell it the right way. I think that's because they're German though.
Oh, and there's an art. There's a rapper called Tokyo who does some work with Chance. Oh. Yeah.
Tokyo is clearly.
But he spells it differently from how Tokyo is spelled, the city.
How does he spell it?
Like T O W K I O.
That's just kind of weird.
That is a little bit.
Cool.
So we're gonna get into the next song. It's I'm gonna play "Lack of Color" by Death Cab for Cutie. This is one of my favorite songs. I hope you guys enjoy. That was "Lack of Color" by Death Cab for Cutie. Will, what was your opinion on that song?
Yeah, I was really glad, Peter, because usually you play a lot of electronic music, and, you know, I don't know a lot about electronic-type music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Death Cab for Cutie, great band. I really like Ben Gibbard. His voice is very nice, and I like his other project, The Postal Service.
Oh, yeah, you introduced them to me.
That's super, like, mainstream, man, like, stereotypical that you'd like The Postal Service. But, yeah, I love The Postal Service. And Death Cab for Cutie are also a great band.
Actually, I ended up introducing them to one of my friends from high school, and he really likes them now, too.
Oh, that's great.
And now, we're going to go to Alex for a PSA.
There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Peter.
Up next, we have Love is Alive by Lewis the Child. This song's currently number one on Hype Machine. They just released it a few days ago, I think on Friday. It's a good song, pretty good song. Maybe not their best song, but it's good. So here we go.
For sure.
How'd you like that song, though? Or Alex?
Well, I'm a fan of Lewis the Child. I mean, I know you introduced me to them last semester, and I don't really listen to any of the other songs besides the ones you've introduced me to.
They don't really have many songs. All the songs I've introduced you are the
yeah.
songs they have.
I mean, this song is a little underwhelming compared to their other ones, but it's still a jam.
Yeah. I think it deserves the popularity it's been getting so far.
Yeah, it's got that danceable beat, Peter. It makes you want to start
maybe
swaying.
Maybe work on the FIFA 2018
FIFA soundtrack.
Maybe what? We'll see. All right, up next we have All I Want by Don Golden. He's another one of these artists that I've recently been getting into. His EP, his album that he released in 2014, Still Alive, I think that's what it's called. I've been listening to a lot recently. It's pretty good. This is my favorite song off the album. Here we go. Your eyes, they did flutter again. And my mouth, it did hang wide. When you told me every little thing's gonna be alright. But we were younger then. Now we know, and if there was a plan made, then we forgot about it. And if there was time, well, I could figure it out now. But life is short, and I don't care for most of it. Now I don't care for most of it, because you're What do you guys think of that song?
I'm gonna let Alex sing this
one. You're always prepared with something to say.
Later. Always.
Thank
always.
You. Thank you. Will. Much appreciated.
I always offer the best insights.
All right.
Yeah, Alex.
So all right. You have we're gonna skip this, Alex.
Yeah, we are. Not
Alex,
the best
can you please read a PSA?
I can read a PSA. Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses are unprepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. Up next, we have It's All On You, remixed by Kid. That's Kid with a question mark instead of an I. Will was asking questions about that.
Yeah.
That's just how he spells his name. I hope you guys enjoy. It's a pretty good song.
To bleed. Then I saw my secrets getting swallowed by the sea. Through a telescope, I saw a diamond glow. How you brought me home, I guess I'll never know. If God is my witness, never had it so good. Jumping into love, it's a dry wood. Started up as nothing, now it's gold, and it's all on you. With God as my witness, never had it so good. Jumping into love, fires, it's a dry wood. Started up as nothing, now it's gold, and it's all on you.
I know this music isn't exactly like the kind of music you guys like, but what do you think of the song? It's like not the best song, but it's a pretty good song.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got like an interesting type of like build, kind of like just the way the melody is layered on top of the beat. I kind of liked it.
This artist is fairly. I mean, the guy who remixed it, he's kid's fairly new. I think he played one show at the end of last year. But he played one show.
He played one show.
He's new. He's a SoundCloud guy, man. Who just like
is
up and coming.
Wow, yeah. Peter, you're so indie.
Yeah, so indie. But he's playing a bunch of shows this year. He's already, I think he has like 3 music festivals lined up already. So it should be interesting to see if he grows, gets more popular.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can be that guy who's like, oh yeah, I knew him before he was famous.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Next, I'm going to play Something About You by Hayden James. This is the Odessa remix. This is a fairly popular song. It was in the soundtrack for XOXO, the Netflix original movie. It's a pretty bad movie, but it's on the soundtrack. I don't know. People play this song, so I don't know if people know it, but I think they do. All right.
Hit of your love.
All right, well, what do you think of that song? It was kind of long.
Yeah, Peter, I realized something. I have a question for you. You like a lot of this kind of music, right?
Yeah.
Like electronic type music. So, in electronic music, like this, not like churches, like is different. Like I listen to churches.
Yeah, so something it's like different. This, yeah.
Something like this. What is the purpose of the lyrics? Like, because oftentimes I find there aren't that many lyrics, or they're the same lyrics repeated over and over again in the same melodic structure. So what is the purpose?
I think some of the times they're trying to they might tell a story, but obviously if there's not that many lyrics, obviously they don't, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of time they might be just trying to convey a feeling or something. A certain moment. It's just a feeling that they had and they made it into a song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Alex, can you read a PSA for us?
I can. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. This next song is called Last Night on Earth by Lemaitre. I probably butchered that. But they have a song. They're a smaller band. Or artists that they're coming up. They just had a song in the Google Pixel commercial called "Closer," not the popular "Closer" song. And they also have a song on a FIFA soundtrack called "We Got You." Featuring the Knox. FIFA. So they're getting more popular. But this is a song off their newest EP that I've been listening to. It's probably my favorite song off the EP.
Thank you.
All right. What do you guys think of that song?
I thought it was pretty good. I know you played it before when trying to show us how you weren't underground.
No, that, so this is not one of those songs.
The artist is...
No, I realized that before I showed it to you that they weren't underground. Because they had popular songs.
Anyway.
Sadly. Next song we're going to play is by San Holo, another artist that's kind of blowing up. He has the song called Light that's very popular at the moment. I think it was in the top 50, at least, on Billboard, which is impressive. Don't quote me on that. he was definitely in the top 100 for Billboard.
Great job doing your research there.
No alternative facts. Hey.
The song's called They Just Haven't Seen It. It's not as popular as Light, but it's also a pretty good song. So give it a shot. And now you close your eyes. They just haven't seen it. They just haven't seen it.
Thank you.
It was a alright song. I understand.
You sound like me now, Peter.
It was an alright song.
No, but you can see how you can tell why it's not as popular as his other song.
Yeah, it's less energetic. It's at the end there. It kind of gets repetitive, but it's not energetic.
There's
a
minute of it calming down.
I actually didn't mind that. I thought it was it was calming. It was slow, but it was nice. I liked it.
That's the song you play at the end of the night.
I guess.
Probably not. I don't know. It's probably not a song you play at any time of the night.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks.
Come on, Alex. Thanks. Do you not know how to
Maybe DJ? If you're just chilling with some friends, but if you're DJing a party, no way.
I don't
know. Alex, can we do another PSA for us?
Are you sure you want me to? You know, because my input's so valuable.
Oh, yeah. No, please. Go ahead.
Alright. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced-priced school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. Up next, we have Stay Low by Ryan Weaver. This is another song I found in the past month or so. And it's all right. So, hope you guys enjoy.
Let the night come, dim the lights, some whiskey, lemon. Let the time go way slow. Let the records play low. Like the sun goes way low. Lay me down, I'll lay low. Oh.
All right. Well, what did you think of that song? Not as EDM-y as...
Yeah, it was less EDM-y, you know, which, I don't know. I've, you know, Peter, in the time I've been around you and doing on the radio with you and stuff like that, I've not, like, grown to love the EDM music and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I've definitely gained more of a tolerance for it.
All right.
I will say that.
Good word to use, tolerance.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Alex, PSA.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Causes include careless smoking, unsupervised burning of debris and unattended, a public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Peter.
This next song is called Sun Is Never Going Down by Martin Garrix, featuring Don Golden, second appearance of the day. And, all right, hopefully this song's good. Hope you enjoy it.
This life, is it real? Do you feel the things that I feel? Close your eyes, disappear, and we can watch it burn by from here. 'Cause I'm rising higher than I've been before, and I'm ready, crying out for more.
All right, I know you might have been concerned at the beginning of the song.
Yeah, Peter, I was very concerned that you'd trolled us and actually played Darude Sandstorm.
I was concerned too. I've only listened to the song a few times and I had Don Golden on, and I was like, alright, this is good, and I kind of forgot what the song was going to sound like, but it turned out to be pretty good.
Alright, yeah, it wasn't terrible, Peter.
Alright, we kind of have to hurry along, because I kind of want to get in the rest of the two next songs, but okay. We're going to play Youth by Troye Sivan. This is the Griffin remix.
You've played this one before, I think.
I don't know if I've played this remix.
I don't know if you've played this remix, but
I was playing this song.
I'm pretty sure you've played this one.
Or last week, but whatever. Hope you guys enjoy. I know this is a pretty popular song, but maybe you haven't heard this remix before. What do you guys think of that song? Like the remix?
Well, I am personally a huge fan of Troye Sivan. Like, his recent album's pretty great. I like the original more than I like this remix, but I think this remix definitely did the song justice.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I like the original more than the remix, but the remix just switches it up a little.
Yeah. Makes it a little faster.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we have. We're gonna end. This is gonna be the last song. last song. We're gonna play "Sad Machine" by Porter Robinson. This is a somewhat popular song. Not Porter Robinson's most popular song, but this probably the most popular song off his Worlds album. So I hope you guys enjoy. Maybe you heard it before. Maybe you haven't.
Is anyone there? Please.
All right. That wraps up our show.
Yeah.
Any comments on the song?
It's not particularly.
I don't know. Alex, do you have comments on the show? On the
Well, I guess I could talk about how the first time I heard this song, I really did think they were sampling from Portal, the video game.
That's true. I also thought it was like some sort of Portal.
Yeah, I'd agree on
Portal.
It's very sounds sample. Very similar.
Little turrets going. Are you there? Is anyone out there trying to shoot you?
But maybe they got some inspiration from that.
Maybe.
Perhaps. That's quite a good game.
Mm-hmm.
One of my faves.
All right. Once again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was What's a Genre, and I'm your host, Peter Tarenti. Thanks for listening.